Hare Krishna. Just because we can't light the world doesn't mean that we shouldn't light our corner of the world. When we live in this world, suppose suddenly the power goes off and everywhere there is dark. Now what do? We try to find a candle, we try to find a torch, we try to find a lantern, a flashlight, and somehow we try to light our vicinity so that we can see and our loved ones can see. So we don't just stay grumbling. We are definitely concerned that the power has gone on off, but we don't use that the fact that the power has gone off to just helplessly complain about the darkness everywhere and not do anything about it. We know that our lighting a torchlight is not going to remove the light everywhere. But still, we do light our small corner and help others to also find their lights and to light their corner. In this way, we try to share light. Now, a similar attitude needs to be cultivated when we see the problems in the world. Sometimes it is very easy to become skeptical, even cynical. And if we read the daily news and see the news of deceit and destruction and death, and we may feel nothing is going to be ever right in this world. Let's just forget everything. Let's just give up everything. And people who become cynical like this, not only do they themselves live bitter and negative lives, but they also spread bitterness and negativity everywhere, taking away even whatever impetus others may have had to do something constructive. Therefore, if we don't want to ourselves bear the brunt of our own negativity and cause others to bear that brunt, then we need to recognize that just as when it is dark, we won't stay cursing the darkness, we will light our own candle. Similarly, we need to do our part in setting things right. We need to take initiative, take responsibility by which we can light our corner of the world. Now, what is this light that we can illuminate with? Actually, the problems in the world ultimately arise from selfishness. So, the problems arise because we get caught in pursuing too many things for our own gratification without thinking about others. And this selfishness may manifest as lust, as greed, as anger. And of course, these can have colossally ugly expressions where there are mass murders and gang rapes and terrorism and this sort of things. But in a small way, lust, anger, greed affect us and affect things negatively around us through us. So these make our heart dark and they spread darkness outside. So if we curb their influences, then we actually become a part of the solution. We become radiators of light. So lust, anger, and greed, they make us radiators of darkness. But when we turn towards Krishna and connect our own consciousness with Krishna and strive to connect the consciousness of others with Krishna, then we move onwards in illuminating our own hearts and becoming channels for sharing that inner illumination with the outer world, with others. So we, rather than cursing the darkness, we can't lie because the whole world is dark. Because people are self-centered and creating problems, that doesn't mean we also should say self-centered and create problems further. We can light our corner of the world. At the very least, we can light our corner of our heart. And how do we light that? By invoking Krishna's omnipotent presence. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham eva anukampartham aham ajnana jamtama nashayami atma bhavastho jnana deepena bhasvataham. He says, for those who are devoted to me, I remove the darkness from their heart and I light their hearts with the torchlight of knowledge. So this is 10.11 in the Bhagavad Gita. And in the 11th chapter, Krishna talk, in the 12th chapter also, Krishna talks about how his devotees work for the welfare of all. Advesta sarvabhutanam maitraha karunayevacha. So bhakti enables us to become well-wishers of everyone, because we become internally connected with the supreme well-wisher of everyone, that is Krishna. So by becoming devoted to Krishna, we light our one corner of the heart. From that, gradually we light our own heart, and we light our corner of the world, inspire others to light their corner of the world, and thus become bearers and sharers of light in this dark world. Thank you. Hare Krishna.